Kol haloimed ve'enoi mekayim. We're learning Shar Tshuva, Shar Beis, Ois Yud Gimel, Shir number 109. Ben Yonah tells us from the Gemara Yushalmi, other places as well. Kol haloimed ve'enoi mekayim. Noyach loy shenevcha shel yosoy alpano. Whoever learns ve'enoi mekayim, but doesn't fulfill what he learns, it's appropriate. It's appropriate for such a person that his placenta should be turned upside down, turned on its face, meaning the person should never have survived childbirth, should never have come to this world. A person who knows better and lives his life, we're not talking necessarily the Yetzirah Chaptim. We're not talking about this Yetzirah Chapping him. That's not necessarily what we're discussing. We're talking about a person who views Limud HaTorah as a knowledge, as information. Such a person like this, Kol Haloimed Ve'Einei Mekayem, whoever learns but doesn't fulfill, is Noich Loish Nefcha Shel Yoseh Alpanov, L'Yotzeh L'Avre Oilom. And it's better that this person never should have never been born. Very strong words. Very strong words. The next couple of pieces, Ben Yoin is going to discuss the rebuke that Hashem gives Klal Yisrael for not paying attention to the words of the Torah. We had mentioned yesterday and the day before that when a person comes across different words of psukim, and the words of psukim are referring to tshuva, and the person ignores them, Hashem doesn't appreciate that. Hashem doesn't take it lightly. The Navi Nehoshea, he says, Echtoiv loy rube yisayrosi kimayizar nechshavu. Hashem said, I wrote the important great principles of the Torah. Who did I write it for? I wrote it for you, Klal Yisrael. And what was your response? You ignored me. Like a foreigner, like a stranger. Baruch Hashem, in my study, I have a lot of different svarim. So my children ask me sometimes, like, how do you know where to go and what to do? Take out this one for that one for this. So I gave them a mashal. I said, Lahavdil, you have in the basement, you have tools. I didn't know which tool to use for what. If you want to take out a hammer, when you need a pliers, it's not going to work so well. When you need the nose tip pliers, right, the small, and you take different type of plier, the round one, it's not going to work either. You have to know which tool you can use for which project. So how do you know how to do that? You learn. The more you get involved, how to know how to use the tools. That's how you know which tool to take out at what time. Then it becomes second nature. It's the same thing with learning. A person has to know which sefer. The more he learns, the more he becomes familiar. Here Hashem says, that's already step two. Just to listen to the words of the Torah that I've given you. Yirmiyahu says, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he asks a question. Eicho, how can you say that we are wise and Hashem's Torah is with us? Achein. These people in the time of the Chorban, how timely this is, as we have Shavuot Sefer Tam was approaching on Sunday. They made the quill that writes irrelevant, and the Seferim were not necessary. And their expression was, we don't need the Torah. We don't need the message of the Torah. Kimayzar nechshavu. They made it like a foreigner. Person has to ask himself a question. Do I know this Svarim? We learn now, Pirkei Avos, it says, Seilecha Rav, you have to make for yourself a Rebbe. Kneilecha Chaver, acquire a friend. You know what Rashi says? What does Rashi say when he says Kneilecha Chaver? So it fits in beautifully with the words. What do you mean Knei? You go to over a friend and you say, you know what? This is for you. And you give him $50 bill. He says, what, you owe me money? No. Did you buy something for me? No. So why are you giving me $50? So he said, because you're my friend. So he says, yeah, so I'm not following. He says to you, well, look at the mission. It says, Knei Lecha Chaver. Would you like to be my friend? Yeah, sure. Here's $50. Rashi says, Knei Lecha Chaver means Svarim. Svarim. Now, how do you get a safer? You go to the Svarim store and you pay for the safer. That's how you usually get a safer, right? Unless someone gives it to you as a gift. But you get a safer, you pay for it. Knei, acquire. What does Svarim do for you? Svarim, like friends, you learn it, you apply your knowledge, and you are going in the right path now. That's what a safer does. Knei lecha chaver. So you have a lot of friends. All the Svarim, your friends. But that's only if you listen to your friends. If you listen to what the Sefer says. If not, that's where Ben Yonah started with. Better for such a person who doesn't listen to his friends, meaning the Svarim, meaning the word of Hashem. Nefcha shel yosoi al ponov. That is shel yosoi, the placenta, should be turned and he should never have been born. So we have chizuk over here from Ben Yonah, the importance of making sure once again we learn, we should do. What we learn, we should do, and we should make sure we learn more in order to do more.